I think Luke would have loved to be a movie maker. Can you imagine this chapter 3, what the storyboard would look like? Number one, we've got a long, long tracking shot on the galaxy of the Milky Way. And it comes zooming in down on planet Earth. And then, as a voiceover begins, in the 15th year of the Emperor Tiberius, and we see the camera comes down on the Mediterranean, we see the Roman Empire, and down further into Palestine and into Judea and down further into the desert, and then it starts to lift up. There's a tracking crane shot, and it comes up under the face of John the Baptist, word of the Lord in his mouth, as he says, there's a voice crying in the wilderness, make straight the word of the Lord. What a great movie. I think he was thinking like that as he takes in the whole world like that. But Luke has John quoting Isaiah 40. That's what we heard there from the reading. Every valley shall be filled, every mountain made low. Have you got this picture? Now we need digital effects to go on with this movie. The digital effects are unbelievable. Everything that we think of that makes the world beautiful, I mean the natural world, the high mountains, the deep river valleys, all of it flattened out. Is that beautiful? What's he talking about anyway? What I'm going to tell you right now, they should have taught this in Sunday school, but they still don't. Maybe they do here. We have a fantastic new director here, and I think she'd be willing to teach this. The bulldozer from beyond required for this image that Isaiah has lifted up is blasting and filling so that King Cyrus in Persia may swiftly sweep down over Babylon and destroy it. It is history. Isaiah, the poet, had newspaper in his left hand, as Harry Emerson Fosdick recommended. He knew very well that Cyrus was on the march toward Babylon and that Cyrus was going to destroy that. And he knew very well that Cyrus's practice was to send exiles home. So he's preaching this good news to the poor exiles of Babylon that it's about to end. This date was 539 BC. It's the fall of that year. And Isaiah 40 is a prayer that Cyrus's shocking, awesome forces blast through that desert so that the exiles might go home. That, he says, would be salvation. All flesh shall see it together, the salvation of our God. This kind of concrete war winning is what he meant. Rescue by armed forces in the desert from bad rulers. Now today, nobody thinks like that anymore, right? Who's ever heard of that idea in recent times? It's so primitive to imagine that salvation, safety, homeland security could be had by means of bloody war between forces in the desert. John the Baptist was already disagreeing. He was taking the ancient words of his Bible, turning the sound of the sword in those words into a plowshare. He was saying transformation personally must precede transformation politically. This is the way of the Lord, John the Baptist is claiming. This is how to prepare for the way of the Lord in the desert, that all flesh, not just armored flesh, all flesh may see salvation from our God. Now, at a time when disciples are working so hard that they haven't time to eat, Jesus says to his disciples, Mark 6, come away by yourselves with me to a desert place, a still place, where forces whose power is life, forces utterly opposite to those forces that make death in the desert, come away to a desert place by yourselves. Were these latter prophets fools? Were John and Jesus just dreamers to suppose that God has forces in the desert that can overturn all fear?